This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's another hour of What's on Your Mind. Merry Christmas, folks. I hope you're just filled with joy. Tis the season. Tis the season, folks. And joy is what we all ought to be feeling on this blessed, blessed week. So take it all in and find yourself a little joy today and put a smile on your face. Right? Great time. It is a little slick out there, we understand, on I-94 between Bismarck and Dickinson. Reports of black ice and some vehicles in the ditch. We're going to be talking about winter weather driving here coming up in just a little bit with our friends from the North Dakota Safety Council and WSI. So stay tuned for that. And we have a lot of your pet peeves on winter weather driving coming in. But I think a good new number one, high on that list. We'll see if anybody tops that one. No headlights in inclement weather. Come on, you need them. You absolutely do. All right, I wanted to recant with you a conversation I had with my daughter. We, and by the way, anything on your mind, including anything you'd like to pass along related to weather, black ice on 94 east and westbound, that's between Bismarck and Dickinson, vehicles running off the highway, slow down, do not use cruise. Now, we talked about that a lot related to our trooper talk. Because cruise, when you don't know whether or not black ice is there or not. So it looks fine right now, but all of a sudden you come up upon some black ice and there's not like it's a, you know, bunch of snow. You can't see it. And you're on cruise. Now your wheels are spinning. And if you're going fast, you're going to get out of control pretty quick. So it's good advice from our fine listener. More on that here in just a little bit. Anyway, anything on your mind, 701-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Last hour, I had a little prediction. I said I thought Senator Heidi Heitkamp was going to be picked to be the Ag Secretary for Donald Trump. And someone was laughing at something I said related to a Democratic source having confidence in her reelection efforts. Okay, now that's funny. I, you know, look, I understand. Some of this is posturing. But I also think Senator Heitkamp is the best Democratic political animal left in the Democratic Party. At some point, they need to go to a younger bench and start building for the future. But right now, she's it. I mean, for one, Senator Heitkamp's done very little as a senator with a Democratic president. And when you look at some things she has done, like break from him on the gun situation, good move for North Dakota politics. But after that, it all went downhill. The Iran vote, I believe, was the career coster. I think that is, and we don't even know all the damage from that yet. But I ultimately believe that is going to provide boatloads of things. I think probably her non-engagement on the Dakota Access Pipeline situation, where it was almost militantly not engaged, is probably going to be the most costly thing. But her numbers kind of track with Hillary's through a good chunk of the year. She was higher than Hillary, but, you know, Hillary's would go down, Heidi's would go down, so that didn't hurt. Ramona says, very interesting. I have been watching very close and agree with your predictions. All right. Sandy says, I like her. Mark says, I'm loving this. Mark says, Heidi Heitkamp's a true blue North Dakota, and I hope if offered she becomes Secretary of Agriculture. I don't think she's comfortable in the Senate with the leftist Democrats. And that prompted a back and forth like you wouldn't believe. Jamie says, she's a leftist. Who are you trying to kid? Mark says, hey, Jamie, how about North Dakota Nice? Jamie says, it's called North Dakota Common Sense. Don't you love those trails on Facebook when they get going? Yeah. Debbie says you are spot on, Scott, with that prediction. Well, thank you. Christy says she disappeared for the last how many months? I won't miss her and would never vote for her. Kenny says, not sure what qualifies her, but she's probably better off taking instructions because I've seen no leadership qualities as of yet. Don says, I'm thinking 6 to 8 months as ag secretary and then bye-bye. Nice formula when added to her opening up of the last 2 years in her Senate seat. Okay. Mary says, it's a good deal for us in the long run. Shane says, it's nothing to celebrate, folks. Democrats love taxes. The only thing they love more than taxes is regulation and big government. All right. Some interesting thoughts there. I thought I would share on my prediction. It's very nice. What else was I going to tell folks about today? Oh, I know. The conversation with my daughter. Are you smarter than an eighth grader, Todd? Do you think you are, Manny? With those shoes, I don't know if you are anymore. I'm questioning the elf shoes decision, whether Manny actually would pass the smarter than an eighth grader test. But you're still the bomb. You're the bomb engineer. So, shoe choice or not, we'll go with you on that. Todd, what do you want? Do you want to predict whether or not you're smarter than an eighth grader here?
I'm probably not smarter than an eighth grader.
Not sure I am either.
A college dropout, so you know.
I kind of got schooled by my daughter this weekend on this on a question. I'll share with you in a second, but first we're going to Jeff in Jamestown, 800-228-0550. Jeff, what's on your mind?
I'd like your take on this Rex Tillerson pick, the winner of the Friendship of Soviet Order Medal. Ronald Reagan must be throwing up wherever he's at.
No, I disagree. I think Ronald Reagan had a relationship with Gorbachev that allowed us to end the Cold War. I think Rex Tillerson has a relationship with Vladimir Putin and the Russians to know where the bones are buried, right? I mean, you don't get anything done without a relationship. Now, if he was bosom buddies and they unearth all kinds of things, how there's money going back and forth and under the table deals and ExxonMobil didn't know anything, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, you know, when you're over there across the table from someone negotiating, a relationship, a friendship isn't a bad thing.
Well, first off, you can't put Gorbachev and Putin in the same deal. Putin was a step backwards in time, not forwards.
Don't disagree. He's a bad actor. He's KGB and all that, but my premise is still the same. There was a relationship there.
Well,
and believe me, right behind Gorbachev was all the Vladimir Putin's and Vladimir Putin himself, right? I mean, there was all those bad actors were there that just weren't, you know, in the position that Gorbachev was.
Okay, all right. I'll go with this. Now, if we're going to be pals with him and friends and work together, all this. And what is the idea if we're going to spend, I don't know how many billions we don't have on a big military hardware buildup? From where's this money going to come from?
Well, you remember how we crushed the Soviet Union and won the Cold War was the buildup, right? So, hypothetical relationship adds to, hey, look, you're going to blink, or we going to blink, or let's just do this the right way. You know, I mean, maybe you don't need to go that route again. I just don't automatically assume because some yahoo with the New York Times and CBS and NBC think, oh, this guy's in business and he's a friend of him because he's on ExxonMobil. He's over there doing deals with him, and now he's just going to come throw the keys to this guy. Give me a break. I mean, that suggests that the president and CEO of ExxonMobil, somebody who's been there since the early 70s, is some sort of adult. I think quite the opposite. I think he's a savvy leader. And I think now he goes over there operating in the best interest of the United States. So that's just my take, Jeff. I got to go tell the story quick because I'm short on time. But so I'm talking to my daughter this weekend. And she says, Dad, what's the deal with all this Russian hacking and all this stuff? I don't get it. And I said, well, you know, it really is much to do about nothing, but it's about hurting Donald Trump. She says, Dad, they can't hurt Donald Trump. I said, what do you mean? I'm paraphrasing now, but she said, none of this stuff you told me is any different than all of the terrible stuff they've already been saying about him since he wanted to be president. Republicans were mean to him. Really mean. News people lie about him. None of it mattered. Who cares? Donald Trump doesn't. I don't understand why you're worried about it, Dad. I'm like, okay, I just got schooled by an eighth grader is what I'm thinking in my head, right? So I kind of, you know, bumbled around there a little bit. And I said, well, you know, I am privately, by the way, proud of her thought process on this. But I thought I'd make one last attempt to make my case for, you know, this being political malfeasance that does bring a cost. So I said, well, you know, you bring approval rating down, you don't get as much done, politicians get nervous, and, you know, maybe that's the Supreme Court nominee. This stuff's important. But I said, you know, you did You did teach me something tonight. And that is to remind myself, and I hope maybe all of us can be reminded, that we in the United States of America have a ginormous list of political class elite geniuses who have counted Donald Trump done, finished, wounded, and much worse. At every turn, they have underestimated this guy. So, back to my point about having some joy in the season, let him carp. Let him play the pathetic, petty political game. They have no credibility. And he has all the credibility at every turn. He's gained all theirs and more. So Haley was right. I completely agree. And this Electoral College circus today, it's a nothing burger. It is a nothing burger. Nothing is going to come out of this. Nada, Zippo, anything else. It's just efforts to try and weaken it. Same with Rex Tillerson at the State Department. Else. The media is wrong. The legacy media is wrong. Don't get sucked into their vortex. That's our lesson, I think.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic, computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Logan, Stark, Emmons, Ramsey, and Cavalier counties in North Dakota, and crop and hunting land auctions in Clay and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, now in Valley City, just off I-94. A legendary name in western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm, the cars you love for style and sophistication, and now open their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Get a free car wash with every service appointment at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bismarck and now in Valley City at 721 West Main, or shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Your mind. Safety talk. I feel like Elf right now. It's Christmas. Santa's here. Remember that when he was at the department store there, and Santa showed up and he just went ballistic. That's how I feel on Safety Talk Day, because it's a fun day. We love every show we do here on What's on Your Mind, but not every show do we get to talk about things that save lives. And that's what the North Dakota Safety Council and WSI allow us to do. So we're going to do that in just a moment here. Question from Mary in Bismarck, unrelated to this. We'll get to that, and then we'll introduce our guest. Hey, Mary, what's on your mind?
Oh, hey, sorry. Let me get the speaker. So you were talking about Heidi Heitkamp, and I only caught part of it, but about her being reelected, and everybody thinks we'll get a Republican, but I think it's worth remembering that a lot of those demonstrators signed up to vote, and if we announce a special election, we need to kind of think about how many will come back for the 30 days needed to reside here to vote, and that might skew things in Morton County.
Yeah, I don't think that election will be close, though. I hear you. First of all, we ought to know if they're, you know, you don't need to register. So, you know, are they residents?
Right, exactly.
Our numbers grow? Yeah, so.
So many people who are doing it by affidavit rather than driver's license that we really have no way to tell.
Well, of course, that was the reason for the legislation, to not allow that anymore. And a court has challenged that, so. There are issues there, but I think that's not enough of a difference maker. You're right to point out how close that could be, because she is a senator because of what, 3,000, 4,000 votes last time. So
right, you know, and they're not going away, and they're coming back. So we might as well get used to that idea and figure out how we're going to deal with that.
I think strength, a peace through strength.
What in the world?
Yeah, I should have asked, but I don't know where the. I hope the deputy isn't necessary there, but it sounded like somebody was having a good old time. I think it's one of the dogs.
Maybe it was the mailman with the package delivery or something.
There you go. Yeah, time. You're on the radio, and the mailman shows up, and the dog goes crazy. Yeah. Anyway, what I was starting to say is I forgot totally what I was trying to say. Oh, peace through strength. I think that we don't have time to get into this now, but I just think it's not exactly going to be the kind of place protesters are going to spend their time. There is the danger of that. What she raises, there is danger of that for the following reason. We've looked to be a little weak here. We've not addressed the information war, and they've gotten their way with the Democratic administration. I just don't think a lot of those elements are going to be in place going forward. Therefore, it wouldn't exactly be a kind of place where you can get paid and protest and get by with what they've gotten by with before. But I appreciate the call nonetheless. All right, so let me introduce our guests who are joining us to talk a little bit about winter weather driving. And we have a lot of pet peeves that have come in, a few examples to share with our guests here today, things, best practices you can use. But if you have others, you're certainly welcome to call us at 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number. The traffic safety coordinator at the North Dakota Safety Council is Terry Weaver. How are you, Terry?
I'm great, Scott. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for being here. And
thanks,
Kelly Lieben is here. Kelly is a major with the Burleigh County Sheriff's Department. How are you, Kelly?
You know what, Scott? I'm a lot warmer today than Saturday, so.
Well, you know, as I say, I love safety talk because it is useful information that can keep you alive and keep you safe. And, you know, winter weather driving is no time to be, taking any risks, a lot more examples of accidents and things that can happen, and it's difficult. I imagine you see a lot, Kelly. From your perspective of all the things you've seen as someone on the road for the Burleigh County Sheriff's Department, any particular story that sticks out on winter weather driving and how dangerous it can be for you?
You know, I think, Scott, we just tend to see a lot more of what we see in the summer, in the winter, just because the conditions change everything and make it a lot more interesting driving or a lot more dangerous in some situations. You know, the good thing is with bad weather, some people do stay off the roads, whereas in the summer, people are a lot, I would say, more relaxed driving. So you just tend to see a lot of people in the ditch, a lot of people struggling to get where they're trying to go.
And Terry, by and large, the majority of people on the roads actually do this okay, right?
Yes, they do. They just have to watch their speed and slow down and increase their driving distances. But overall, I mean, our North Dakota drivers are very experienced and they're very good drivers.
So again, where you see things, you need to mention a few things. Marvin sends a note here. No headlights in bad weather is my pet peeve. Drive the posted speed. I believe a lot of accidents could be eliminated if drivers had enough range to drive at the posted speed when conditions permit. not 5 miles per hour faster, not 5 miles per hour slower. Slow down, turn on your headlights. In fog or blowing snow, just because the speed limit is 70 doesn't mean you should drive that fast when you can't see past your hood. So, Marvin, a good job on the pet peeves. Others welcome, by the way, at 800-228-0550. What about those, Kelly? The lights being on is one we hear a lot, and that's actually a law, right?
Well, in periods of bad weather, yes, it is a law that people are supposed to put their headlights on. A lot of times people don't think of that one little safety thing they can do. But the example I like to use, both when I teach for the Safety Council and also just in talking to people about adverse weather, is think of motorcycles in the summer, how easy they are to see with that headlight. But a lot of times it's surprising how many cars you'll see during a period of blowing snow or fog, just any type of limited visibility where they're driving without headlights or any type of indication. And so I think, you know, like Marvin said, that's probably the two things people can do to protect themselves. Slow down and make yourself more visible to the other drivers on the roadway.
Yeah, the term I use is driving to the conditions, you know. I mean, it's just no matter what your schedule is, because we always are, you know, in a hurry to get somewhere. So, and you're not always expecting the bad weather, so you sort of end up pushing it a little bit in conditions that don't allow it, and that really puts everybody at risk, so it's a little bit dangerous.
Exactly.
For sure. Terry, you have a lot of different really neat tools to help people with all of this. Tell us about some of the resources at the Safety Council.
Well, at the Safety Council, a couple of things that we offer is basically a defensive driving course. We have our basic DDC-4, which is defensive driving course. It's a four-hour course for any age group, 14 to 99 if you're still driving. It's good for the insurance discount. It's good for a point reduction. But it's some really good information that people can walk away with just as a reminder if you're a seasoned driver. It's just good reminders of what safe practices are. We have Alive at 25, which is specifically for younger drivers, inexperienced drivers. Good for that insurance discount, but it just helps those kids understand the risks of being in a car. And when you're in the winter and icy conditions, you know, you need to plan ahead. You need to leave early. And yet you just need to slow down to hopefully get to where you're going safely.
There's a tip sheet even. I would encourage this for employers that have people on the road. And obviously there's insurance ramifications and just wanting your folks safe. NDSC.org/home and community. And we'll link that on our Facebook page before we're done, too. But it's a winter driving safety tip sheet. So you can download that and then just hand it out to everybody. And, of course, those courses are great, too. You find out more about the courses at NDSC.org. Adverse weather driving course, defensive driving course. That one is classroom or online and live at 25, too. All right, more pet peeves and what we can do about them when we come back. Talking winter weather driving today on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
The fire blazes burning bright, shining all on me. I see the presents underneath your good old Christmas tree. And I wait on light till Santa comes to wake me from my dreams. Oh, why? 'Cause that's Christmas to me. I see the children play.
Blenders or pentatonics, or however you say that. Pentatonics.
Pentatonics.
Okay, they're good. Another acapella group, but I prefer the North Dakota blend.
And we'll cherish all
get it, the blend.
Things
Somebody else said to me, six appeal is better than the blenders. I'm like, nothing's better than a North Dakota born, you know, group. I say we get
them both on the show and let's, you know, have them battle it out.
Didn't know till last night that Bobby V helped launch the blenders. Found that out last night.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of cool. They're a great show.
Yeah.
They did seven shows at the Fargo Theater. Seven of them.
Wow.
And all sold out. Incredible. So they're doing well. Great show. We're back on What's On Your Mind, folks. The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Today brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Safety Council and WSI. We're talking about winter weather driving and being safe. I want to tell you a story about the perils of being out in winter weather and being aware of what's out there. And Kelly, if you could, Kelly, of course, a major with the Burley County Sheriff's Department, deputy with the Sheriff's Department, and Terry Weaver, Traffic Safety Council, coordinator, rather, from the North Dakota Safety Council with us as their guest today. And Terry and Kelly and I and the folks at the North Dakota Safety Council met last week, and we were talking about this story of a mom and a son who were stranded for a long time in that blizzard, like 16 hours. Is that how long it was, Kelly? Do I remember that right?
Yeah, it was right around 16 to 18 hours by the time we got them back someplace warm.
And the mom in this case was trying to go home to, did she live in New Salem? Is that where it was? Or nearby?
She lived in northeast Burley County, Scott, on a farm up there.
Okay, and decided to head home, and really, I think you said, just sort of wasn't really aware of the weather and kind of paying attention to, you know, the warnings or anything, right?
Correct. She had been in town taking care of some shopping and decided to go home and thought she could make it and found out it was worse than she thought.
Yeah, so there's a prime example. Just kind of, you know, and I'm the same way. I almost get numb to it because there's so many warnings, there's so many travel advisories, and you sort of just don't pay attention. But in her case, it led to quite the ordeal. Tell us a little bit about what happened.
Yeah, I would say it was pretty dramatic, Scott, when you look at the weather conditions. And I don't know exactly if it was a situation where, you know, in town, people had a false sense of security because it wasn't blowing like it was out in the county initially, but her and her son had been at the grocery store and left. Unfortunately for them, that was the one time she said they didn't purchase anything they could snack on or anything like that. And they had left to go home around 10 p.m. that night and got stuck up in the northeast part of Burleigh County on a rural road and ended up spending the night up there. They had were able to keep the car running and stayed warm, but obviously weren't able to eat the groceries they had bought. And it was the next morning she had contacted the sheriff's department to make us aware of her situation. Unfortunately, we had a lot of motorists kind of in similar situations out there at that time that we were doing what we could to get to, but even the plows were pretty limited in what they could accomplish due to the no visibility. Once she contacted us, then we had tried to figure out how we could get to them and provide aid and get them in someplace warm. And at that time, the plows weren't going out unless they had to. They were worried about the visibility. Once they did get into that situation, we're in a partnership with a snowmobile club. And so we had tried to work with them to be able to reach this lady and her son. But based on the weather and the wind, we even felt that exposing them to the elements on the back of a snowmobile, if we were able to reach them, that could be a pretty treacherous situation. So one of our lieutenants, who's a part of the snowmobile club, Lieutenant Holm and Deputy Schroeder, they coordinated out of our office between us, emergency management, and then the snowmobile club. They'd come up with the idea to use the trail groomer that the snowmobile club and Parks and Rec uses to keep all the trails open throughout the winter. And they were able to eventually get up to that area and rescue the lady and her son.
Wow. No food, and the gas lasted that long at least? They were able to conserve and just put the car on for a little bit, on and off kind of deal, or what?
Yes, and that's where she had started getting concerned, because in the morning she was starting to run low on fuel. And so obviously one of the things when people call us and tell us they're in those situations, you know, we encourage them to stay in the vehicle, conserve the fuel, make sure the exhaust is not plugged to get that carbon monoxide back in the vehicle. And obviously we want to make sure there's no medical situations where they're dependent on some type of medication that they may not have with them. In this case, the next morning when she did contact us, and the fuel was a factor, the food was an issue, but more so we were concerned that they would run out of fuel before the storm ended. And so at that time, one of our deputies, who's familiar with that area, had also attempted to contact farmers in the area to see if they would be able to reach her and her son first. And when our deputy and the other gentleman from the snowmobile club finally did make it up there with the groomer, they also met the farmer from in that area. But the decision was made to put her and her son in the groomer and initially they were going to try and get them home, but the conditions were continuing to worsen. And so at that point, they made a decision the best course of action would be to try and follow their trail back to Bismarck and get them to somebody else's house in town.
Wow. Can you imagine that ordeal? Sounds like a movie, doesn't it? My gosh. Incredible. And obviously it ended well, but it took a rescue and everything else, all from a simple, hey, I'm just going through the routine and not really paying attention to what's happening. And then it got really bad. So unbelievable. Yeah. We had a text on another situation regarding some folks going off the road. What happened with the two people that were rescued out of a field east of Baldwin Thursday night, Friday morning? I guess there was a stolen car and tools to break into things. And we are of the understanding that one is under investigation, so we're not going to ask the deputy to reveal of anything that's going there. Stay tuned on that one for sure. Terry, let's talk a little bit about some of these stats. And one I think that's worthy of discussing is that a lot of drivers under 25, especially if they were taught to drive only in good weather conditions, are not equipped with the skills to handle adverse weather. What advice do you have for parents on the younger drivers and winter weather?
I would just stress the fact of getting that young driver or permitted driver supervised experience in the vehicle. Let them drive everywhere when when you have the opportunity to be with them, because eventually they're going to get that license and they're going to be out on the roads by themselves. And the big reasons that these kids under 25 are not equipped and they're in, you know, more accidents is because of the experience. We've had a couple of really light winters the past couple of years. So somebody that maybe got their license last year during winter maybe hasn't driven in the ice and snowy conditions. So I just stress that supervised driving with a parent and give them as much experience as you can before you turn them out to drive by themselves or with their friends.
You have conversations with parents on this, Kelly, about, you know, when it's permit time, should they be out there in the bad weather? What, any advice you'd share?
You know, Scott, and both on the personal and professional level, I think this is an important subject. I have two daughters that we went through the same thing, you know, and one good thing at the legislature a few sessions ago, they passed a little bit more onto what we call a graduated driver's license. And a few years ago, you could get the permit, hold it for 6 months, and then go and take your license and have complete freedom to drive a car without having ever driven in winter driving conditions. So like Terry's talking about, you know, as parents or, you know, even from the law enforcement side, you know, I want to encourage people, especially, you know, when your young child is learning to drive, now's the time to expose them to as much as you can in that controlled environment. Even if that's just going to a parking lot on a Sunday morning before the store opens, but get them used to that ice, get them used to navigating where they have a hard time steering the car. There's a lot of rutted roads out there from the compacted snow and ice. And you might think that you're doing just fine, and all of a sudden you get caught in a wheel track, and it throws you in a different direction. So, yes, I think, you know, that exposure and experience is crucial.
Hal in South Fargo, question for our guest, North Dakota Safety Council, WSI, our monthly safety talk program on the program today. And we're talking about winter weather driving. And, by the way, another little stat you should know, that the numbers go up this time of year. National Safety Council says Christmas through New Year's Day, period of increased traffic risk, because there's more traffic out there, obviously, and then the prevalence also of impaired drivers as well. So driver error, the cause of over 90% of weather-related vehicle crashes. So it isn't the road conditions. It isn't, anything other than us. So that's why we're talking about this. Anyway, Hal, South Fargo, go ahead. You're up.
Hi, Scott. I want to relate an incident here about 3 or 4 weeks ago when the weather had turned cold and the wind was blowing. I was about 3 miles north of West Fargo on a gravel road about 3:30 in the morning. I came upon a car in the ditch. I kind of slowed down and noticed that they're signaling by waving their door back and forth, and started talking to them and found out that they weren't sure about driving this particular car and drove it in the ditch, and they may have just turned it off because they said they're getting pretty cold and want to sit in a warm car. When they came over, I found out there are two junior high school students, both boys. One of them was in his pajama bottoms, carrying his shoes when it was about 10 degrees with the 30-mile-an-hour wind out there. It turns out that these kids were able to take their cell phones to the beds with them, and overnight they kind of conceived this notion, yeah, I can grab my mother's car and pick you up and we can go out for a joyride. They end up in a ditch at a time where a lot of people don't go by an area like that and were greatly at peril. Luckily, when they're in the car, they handed me the phone and said, here, my mother is wondering where we are.
Yes, you tell us where we are.
Luckily, I was able to give her directions, and they're able to pick them up and kind of at least remedy the situation now. But watch
it. Yeah, watch it is right. And that one's well above pet peeve there. That's some dangerous driving there, a dangerous idea. I appreciate the call, Hal. Thank you. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, Scott Hanlon from What's on Your Mind, inviting you to join my wife Maria and I and our entire family as we tour beautiful Norway. June 19th through July 2nd, a midnight sun celebration tour. See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, and the majestic mountains. Our guide, the one and only Carol Juven. He's been to Norway 153 times. So, Carol, where are you going to take us?
We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar and the Olympic city of Lillehammer. See the most spectacular mountains and scenery in the world, including Geiranger, Stalheim, and, of course, Bergen.
And I understand there's some fjords in our future, too, right?
There are 122 fjords in your future.
Come join us to enjoy the best of Norway. Space is limited. Call 1-800-343-0093, and Carol will send you a complete packet of information. 800-343-0093 is that telephone number. Welcome along. Let's go to Norway.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What's on your mind? This is Safety Talk Today, brought to you by WSI and the North Dakota Safety Council. Safety Talk Radio gives you a chance to get a few tips on how to be safe, have a great workplace that's safe. And this is a nonprofit, the North Dakota Safety Council, that does a whole lot of work to make your life easier on making your workplace safer. But it's for, you know, consumers, it's for individuals. And Terry, there's courses for all of us, right? I mean, I don't have to be part of some a business or be putting this on as a course for anybody. If I just think, hey, I want everybody in my family to take a winter weather driving course, they're available, right?
Yeah, we offer defensive driving courses of all types across the state. WSI offers a safe driver program. So for businesses, they can bring a defensive driving or adverse weather driving course into their company to help their employees drive safer too. And then the company can save money with that. WSI also has some videos on extreme weather driving and other topics about defensive driving, but we offer them to the public. So it doesn't matter if you're a member of the Safety Council or you're, you know, a WSI business. The general public is, it's open to anybody that wants to attend our public classes.
And have you heard, Terry, she talked about businesses that can save money when you train your drivers with qualified training programs, right? So they have the Safe Driver Program at the WSI. They also have the free resources you mentioned. Driver training categories, you'll find that on the website, and several videos. WorkforceSafety.com for that. And then I wanted to also tell you that the North Dakota Safety Council Safety and Health Conference is a big deal. They have a great event coming up, and two courses that specifically address this, Daily Decisions and Lifelong Consequences, The Dangers of Distracted Driving, we all need that one, and Occupational Driving Safety Programs, Why You Should Have One, NDSC.org, NDSC.org. Why you should have one is because 46% more crashes happen in winter. We got a lot of winter around here, so it needs to be done. You're an off-air call, Todd. Get that one ready, if you would. I'll go to Larry in the meantime, who's on the road as we speak and has a comment for our guest. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, thank you very much. I guess one of my biggest pet peeves, and one of the greatest dangers I see, and I'm a big supporter of our agriculture. I have an agri background, but the tractors and the farm equipment that are on the road going 20 miles an hour, and I was driving down by Napoleon a couple months ago, and there were combine after combine after combine taking up. I drive a Ford Fiesta, and I had to put one wheel in the ditch to get past them. And I saw a tractor this morning, dark SUV, and I think it's just terribly dangerous. And I want to know, what is our rule and law on that, and why don't we have a few more controlled accesses, like, I guess.
Kelly, you want to take that one?
Yeah, there's a part of the North Dakota Century Code that talks about implements of husbandry, which is actually farm machinery. And there is rules on moving farm machinery, such as the time of day that it can be moved if it doesn't have lighting on it. You know, this time of year, obviously, it's not as big an issue, but especially during the summertime, we tend to see a lot more of that type of traffic on the roadways. And there are rules that where they're supposed to have placards and lighting if they're operating within a certain time of sunset or sunrise. And so on occasion, you do see violations, especially when we have those types of weather incidents where the farmers are up against the wall trying to get their crop in or crop out. But law enforcement does monitor that and tries to make sure we have voluntary compliance with the law.
All right, Larry, appreciate the call.
Yeah.
Thanks for the comment, and it's probably the number one pet peeve we've gotten from everybody today. You know, and it's a simple thing, so we're trying to bring light to the risks that are out there with winter weather driving, and everybody's saying, turn the lights on. So we got a lot of lights going on here. And that other call said the same thing. So, you know, I'm going to take a twofer there. Terry, anything else you want to pass on? Folks, we only have a minute left here, but what else can we tell them?
There's some great apps out there that individuals can download to their cell phones. One is NDDOT or ND Roads, and there are also the weather alerts that individuals can get on their phone so that they can plan ahead and make good decisions about whether traveling in the winter. And if anybody wants to look into our schedules for defensive driving courses, if you go to www.ndsc.org and click on the training calendar, you can find all of our traffic safety defensive driving courses.
Yeah, they're great. That website is just a massive resource, ndsc.org. So check that out. A lot of great courses there. And we mentioned earlier the WSI Safe Driver Program. More details on that at WorkforceSafety.com. WorkforceSafety.com. How about you, Kelly? Anything else you want to share in the way of one last shot at reminding folks what's important this winter season?
You know, I just want to tell people it is the holiday season. Be careful. Slow down. If you don't have to drive during adverse weather, stay home. Nobody's life is worth getting someplace. So just monitor what's going on with the weather and follow that speed limit.
Yeah, just drive to the conditions, folks, right? Don't take all those bad driving behavior habits that we have in the summer and let them go for the winter, because you got the double the peril. My wife always reminds me, there's a lot of people who want you home. So when you're out there driving by yourself hard at it, remember, don't do any of those bad habits, because we want you back. So it's a great Christmas reminder. Thank you. Kelly Lieben from the Burley County Sheriff's Department, Terry Weaver from NDSC. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow. Vince Webker's here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. We're going to call you Santa Vince because you have a few ideas on what would make this Christmas the best ever. What do you have from Olhausen?
How about a pool table in your basement? We can get it set up for the holidays. And really is a gift that that keeps giving the whole year. It's great for family gatherings, friend gatherings, or even, you can play pool by yourself. That's the beauty of it. Also, shuffleboard's a fun game. Some people, unfortunately, are intimidated by pool. Well, shuffleboard, anybody can be good. Anybody can win. And it's a lot like, it's a lot like playing poker. You start playing at 8 o'clock at night. Pretty soon it's 3 a.m. and you got to go to bed. It's literally that much fun. And we have them in stock. We can get it in your basement, in your game room before the holidays.
Carson Wentz has them. You should too. Get in the game with an Olhausen pool table, shuffleboard table, and for a limited time, receive no interest, no payments for 1 year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball too. Hot Springs Spas and pool tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and why not?
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.